What's up, everybody? Paul Hickey here. Welcome to the WordPress show. Today, we're going to be talking about the best way to optimize your WordPress website for search engine optimization to get your pages ranking higher on Google. There is a plugin. Many of you may already know about it, but may not know how to use it properly. It is called Yoast SEO, and it is far and away the number one best way to optimize your WordPress website for search engines. You can see here this little Y icon with the orange circle. That is Yoast SEO. And I'm going to show you how to use Yoast at a high level on your WordPress site. When you go into plugins and search Yoast, Y-O-A-S-T SEO, and install it under plugins, you will then see the Yoast icon here with SEO on the left-hand side panel. And there are some general settings. The general settings are important because they allow you to verify your website with different webmaster tools, Google Search Console, Bing. Now, I have verified using other verification methods, but if you need to use Yoast to put the source code into your website, you can definitely do that. Like I said, I am using a different validation method for this particular website, so you see that these fields are empty. I'm using Yoast Free. I have not ever upgraded to Yoast SEO Premium, and I've built about 500 websites in the last 5 years, and so I use just the free version of Yoast. Now, it also allows you to submit your sitemap. So if you go to features, you can see the SEO analysis feature. All these features are actually on, so you can kind of give yourself an overview of what these features are. SEO analysis is going to be the main crux of this video today. There's also a readability analysis, offers suggestions to improve the structure and style of your text. Cornerstone content feature, which allows how to mark and filter cornerstone content on your website. There's a text link counter. XML sitemaps is a big one. You're going to need to submit an XML sitemap to Google so you can see, click this link right here, see the XML sitemap of your site. This is what you're going to submit to Google Search Console and likely Bing Search Console as well. And then there are other features of the free version of Yoast that are very helpful. Let's dive into a couple of them. So if you go to pages or posts, you're going to see this. Let's just use my about page as an example. And you can see that the main thing that we use Yoast for here at Data Driven Design is the on-page optimization of every page, every post, and every custom post type. So you can see here at the bottom of your page content, Yoast SEO gives you the ability to set a focus key phrase, which it then scores against your SEO title, which Yoast allows you to put in, as well as your meta description, which Yoast allows you to put in. And it gives you an analysis. So it'll give you suggestions on how to improve your score. Now I have an okay score on this page. That's orange, the orange, little orange person there. And if you get green, well then you've done better. Now another thing that Yoast SEO allows you to do is actually put schema structured data into your website. And also, optimize your Facebook and Twitter and even LinkedIn open graph settings by setting the featured image that you would like to show, as well as if you want your Facebook title and Facebook description when you embed a link into those social platforms to be different than your SEO SEO title and meta description, which is what the search engine results pages show, then that is an option for that under social. Now, if we go back, also, you can see that Yoast is keeping track and scoring all of your pages with its orange, green, and sometimes red dot. You can see most of mine are orange and green because I am scoring the focus key phrase against the content on the page as well as the content that's on in the SEO title and meta description. So the more orange and green dots you can get on your Yoast score over here, the better. Now, this column is the readability analysis right here. And there's one other thing I want to show you about Yoast SEO, because if you can optimize each of the pages and posts on your website in the fashion that I just showed you, you can definitely greatly improve your on-page SEO for your WordPress website. But there's also something called Yoast SEO Local that I have never really tried. And it is a paid plugin. And what it's supposed to do is improve your chances of ranking for local keywords. This would be something like a geographic modifier on top of the keyword. So if I'm a WordPress developer and I want to sell WordPress websites in San Antonio, Texas, I might optimize a page for San Antonio WordPress developer. Now, the Yoast Local SEO plugin gives you more options, an optimized address details, and a store locator, opening hours, and pickup option. So for those of you who are sort of do-it-yourselfers in WordPress, I would definitely recommend Yoast SEO. And then also, if you're a local business selling to your geographic area around your physical location, I would recommend also checking out the Local SEO plugin by Yoast, because it's going to allow you to follow the same step-by-step process as the overall SEO Yoast plugin to optimize your local Google business ranking in addition to your overall Google ranking. So I hope you find this helpful, everyone. I'm Paul Hickey with Data Driven Design. Thanks for watching The WordPress Show. If you'd like to do business with me, email me directly at paul@datadriven.design. Or if you want to just check out more free WordPress tips, check out thewordpressshow.com or datadriven.design. Thanks and have a great day.